So we're at Winnipeg with Pursuit of Happiness. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Mike Sanders, photographer.
So we're talking about failure and overcoming it. Mm-hmm. What are your insights? How do you deal with those bouts of lack of self-esteem that are prey to every artist?
I just keep working. I mean, for me, I think failure is a constant in mm-hmm. my process. I don't expect to... I think in photography in general, it's very difficult to get what you
need. Okay, I had a brief interruption there, and we're back.
I just... For me, you know, it's very difficult to put... to get into that camera what I see in my head most of the time.
Right.
And so I find I'm always falling short of what I want to do, which would discourage me a lot more when I first started.
Right, right.
You know, and I may not get that shot that I want, and then it may take me a week or two to pick that camera up again. But as I kept shooting, I realized that it's that failure that actually makes you a better photographer.
Have you ever read the book Art and Fear by David Bales?
No.
One of my favorite segments from that is him saying this story about how a piano student was complaining to his teacher that it just never sounds as good as it does in his head.
Yeah.
And the piano teacher responded to him, "What makes you think that's ever going to change?"
Yeah. No. Right? Exactly. I think there's just a natural boom and bust cycle that happens in nature. It's just a part of everything, and so. And it inherently is a part of art.
For me, a large part of learning to overcome the crippling self-doubt, as opposed to the sort of standard self-doubt, was starting to think of my art process as happening on a cycle. Like, there are going to be lows and there are going to be highs.
Yeah, yeah. I think for me, I've gotten over that anger. I've gotten over the fear of failure in shooting. What I haven't gotten over is the fear of failure in exhibiting.
I'm the same way.
And
I'm the same way.
Do very little exhibitions, and I'm trying to do more and more and get over that fear.
Right.
I really, you know, I know it's not. I don't know if it's necessarily a fear of criticism, but
well, it's a fear of being vulnerable.
It's a fear of being vulnerable, and I think it's just a fear. Yeah, it's a fear of I don't want to see someone look at a piece that I hold so dearly mm-hmm. and not get it, you know,
right.
or and you know that's.
I mean, curiously, I'm fine with them getting something else out of the work.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm fine with them hitting the mark, and I'm fine with them flipping past the image entirely.
Yeah.
But I really hate those moments when they're looking at it and clearly not seeing anything.
Yeah. 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 I would agree. I welcome any reaction as long as it's a reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think to a certain extent that's informed some of my work tends to be a little bit more abstract, and I don't, like, there's a story there, but I don't necessarily cling to one meaning. And I find watching other people go through my work, it's amazing to me how different photos and different images resonate with different people. And the same shot, you know, one person will flip past it. 10 people will flip past it without looking at it. And one person will come along and they'll sit on that one shot for 10 minutes
That's
and
right.
just absorb it. And a lot of times, it's what I love are is the shots that I love dearly, because they maybe took, for me, I felt like I was taking more of a risk, or, you know, and those are the shots where when people connect with them, I'm like, okay, that was the right choice to make.
Yeah. You know. There's something validating about them seeing it and giving you that moment where you're like, yes, that was the right moment to capture.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you can say what you want. I mean, I really do believe that art is about communication. You know, there's a lot of artists that, you know, will say that they will do it just for themselves and whatnot. But I really, that's great. You can do it for yourself.
I mean, that's not art.
But on some level, it's not art until it resonates with someone else and then they send something back to you.
Yes.
And that's a complete cycle for me.
One
so
of the
any reaction is a
any
welcome
reaction. For me, the pieces I feel most vulnerable about are my abstract pieces.
Yeah.
And I really found that, like, given the slightest excuse, I'll yank them out of my portfolio quick as an eye blink. Because I don't have that narrative image there. And so that prevents me from... with my narrative imagery, there's sort of this cushion of, like, okay, well, they just didn't like the story.
Yeah.
You know, but when you talk about abstract stuff, it's much more emotive.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, well, then they don't validate my emotional experience in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a very difficult thing to get over. Very difficult. But at the same time, I mean, you know, that's what makes you a better artist. Failing. Period.